Now you listen now, because your life is about to change. I'm going to preach an apostolic message this morning. It means it's a message that will come to life immediately. And you got to watch these seals, because these seals be getting you ready for it. All roads of defeat is shut down in my life today. Pray about that. Pray about that. All roads of defeat is shut down in my life today. Pray about that. Anything been stopping me, anything been blocking me, is shut down today. In Jesus' name. You got to listen now. The revelation of rest and peace will be an ongoing anointing the rest of my life. Go ahead and pray about that. Ongoing anointing the rest of my life. Come on, seal yourself with that. In the spirit. Rest and peace. The anointing of rest and peace will be with me the rest of my life, no matter what happens. Seal that. Open your mouth. Seal it. In Jesus' name. Today, the Holy Spirit will apply to my heart the wisdom of supernatural rest. Go ahead and pray about it. The wisdom of supernatural rest. Today. Today, the Holy Spirit will apply to my heart the wisdom of supernatural rest. Come on, pray. Seal it. My goodness. In Jesus' name, we have given thanks. Amen. You may be seated. Open your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 4. Keep your finger there. Let's go back to our golden text. I had to read it to make sure you know what we're working with in Matthew 16. Hebrews 4, and then we'll go back to Matthew 16, because this is where we're working from in the revelation that I don't have to be looking for no breakthrough now. I know that the way the kingdom operate is by keys. Everybody say by keys. So whatever you see, prayer is a key. Faith is a key. Goodness is a key. Grace is a key. All those are kingdom keys. Are you hearing me? And they can do dynamic works above the kingdom of darkness, above satanic forces, because Jesus declared, "It is finished." Okay? You're coming to a divine advantage. Write that down. You're coming to a divine advantage apostolically, knowing how to minister to yourself and to others in the same strength that the book of Acts, call it Acts of the Apostles, they call it Acts of the Holy Ghost. The church have not known that action as it should, because there are certain revelation, there are certain understanding, there are certain wisdom that we have to come to before we can operate and function. We've been trying to just operate just with scriptures and with prayer, which is important, But yet, revelation is so important. See, revelation is a key. These keys are revelation. They are light in the realm of the spirit, seeing beyond the natural. When you're dealing with something, you need to see beyond the natural. You need to be able to see beyond satanic forces and look into your inheritance and your partnership with God, and let the Holy Spirit put you in a position that you can fully cooperate with Him with no worry, no fear, no anxiety. Why? You know how it's going to come out. See, this is so important. So dominion is based on revelation. Subduing authority is based on revelation and submission. Now, these two verses, I want you to always keep me on, I'm preach on them a long time, because the church been out of socket. The church been trying to get a breakthrough, and the Lord said unlock. So you got the 17 and 18 verse of the 16th chapter of Matthew. I'm just going to read them. You know the whole rest of the story. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed. Now that word revealed, I want you to underline if you don't have it underlined in your Bible, because we're going to another word further down the road about reveal. Reveal it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. Now I say to you, for student wise, one of the greatest revelation prayer that was prayed by the Apostle Paul in Ephesians 1:17 to the end of that chapter. And he was talking about the importance of revelation, that the Holy Spirit show you something you can't see by yourself. And it has something to do with a threefold aspect: your calling, your inheritance, and your power. Those three things are important. It's important to know that you as a believer has a calling on your life, and that you have an inheritance that you do, and you have power to walk in it. But you can't do that without revelation. Revelation unlocked the calling, unlocked the inheritance, unlocked the power, unlocked the grace, unlocked the mercy, unlocked his faith. I mean, my goodness, we are so powerful. I said, we are so powerful. The church have taught us how to be weak. There is not only a rest in heaven, but there's a rest down here. Let me show you how God thinks. We don't know how God thinks. God said, I'm greater than all that I created. Let me show you, because you got to catch a glimpse of God this morning apostolically. Breakthrough to unlocking is a glimpse of God. Huh? But here's another one that the Lord spoke to him in Richmond. He said, light travel 186,000 miles a second. He said, I'm faster than that. Then he says, my light travel like this. Now. You didn't get it. He said, see, that's man measurement, 160,000, and we get all excited. God said, that's not my measurement. My light spell, N-O-W. I was there before the darkness showed up. I'm waiting for you to turn me on. You heard that? Every time you get in a dark situation, I'm already there. I was there before the attack. I was there before the darkness came. All I'm waiting on you to turn me on. God, dog, man, you heard that? So whatever you're dealing with now, that is causing some type of discrepancy in your life, it is not upon the Lord. It's on you to find your place, how to turn that light on. Problem solved, problem over, supernaturally. All right, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so after he talks about my church in that 18th verse, in the 19th verse is the revelation that we want you to receive. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Now you got them. You got them already. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth as lock. Bound mean lock. Then whatsoever you loose on earth, that mean unlock. All right? Now go to Hebrews 4 Now, the world is coming to a rough time. A lot of ungodly things are going to begin to happen. A lot of killing, a lot of hate, a lot of violence is on the scene now. Natural people will have to worry. Religious people will be right with them. Corner Christian, they're going to be afraid and afraid and worried too. But I want to talk to you about a key. I want you to get this down. Using kingdom keys to unlock the supernatural rest of God. There's a supernatural rest of God that you have to unlock, no matter what's going on around you. I have some resumes from the scripture of people who unlock rest when they're supposed to be worried. In Hebrews 4:1, it said, let us therefore fear. And the children of Israel did this. God was there with all his power and stuff, but they were still unrestful because they didn't submit. So he goes on and says, talking about labor to enter into God's rest. We're going to need God's rest. Now, God's rest does not mean that life is problem-free. God's rest does not mean that there are not some circumstances that I have to deal with. You understand me? God rest doesn't mean that I'm problem-free, but yet I'm free. I'm free with the problem. I'm free in the circumstance. Listen, I'm free in the storm. The storm going on, but I'm still restful. I'm in the hinder part of the ship sleeping with Jesus. So it says, let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest. Underline, every time you see rest, underline a statement with it, into his rest. Everybody say, into his rest. So his rest is not a regular, common, natural, circumstantial rest. I want you to think supernatural. I want you to think you're in the lion den, but you know the lion can't bite you. Or you're in the fire, but you know the fire can't burn you. You're in the water, but you know the water can't drown you. That's where we got to come to, children. Because God got to leave us here to do some work. We got to work in the midst of this filth and all these things going on. But we got to know that we're wearing a mantle. We're wearing a covering that calls us to live beyond all that. But you can miss it. Tell the person next to you, you can miss it. Even though you're a Christian, you can miss it. Because you see, life with God is not just about salvation. See, salvation was a crisis moment in your life. You were converted. You come to a shock. You knew you wasn't in the right place, so you got saved. You accepted Jesus. That's basically all the natural church world know now. But the next stage is sanctification. Salvation is a one-time, Harry, but sanctification is a process ongoing. God constantly setting you apart to not be a part of this world, but be in this world, operating for him. Most Christians never get to the sanctification, the process. You never get to it. I got to get you there. I got to get your soul out. I got to get you off your self-agendas. So he said, lest us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us, a promise, see the promise? Being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come what? Now look what happened in the second verse. Look what happened. My 40 years of preaching, I've seen this happen. People, you give them a message and they ask what to do. You remember Jesus training his disciples about how to get manifestation, how to get him and the Father to come stay with him in John 14, 21 through 23. And in the 22nd verse, he just gave a man a message. 22nd verse, the man said, how I do it? I just told you. What happened? You see, the word of God without being mixed with faith will not produce nothing. The word is designed for your faith. Come on, now watch me. For your faith to activate it. The word of God can't access no promise without your faith. You got it? Got it? See, we thought we put the word. I put the word on it. Did you put faith on the word? See, that's a restful point right there. See, you can enter into rest right there. You can go back and check out why it didn't happen. You put the word on it, but you didn't stay with the word long enough that to let the word build faith in you so you can have faith on the word that you put on it. I know it is. I know that they just want to listen. If you only listen, let me help you. You'll be a different breed. You operate, you function different. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. Now, talking about the children of Israel, they didn't make it. They didn't get the Canaan. But the word preached did not what? Profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. See? See? Then he goes on to talk about this rest. For we which have believed do enter into the rest, as he said, as I've sworn in my wrath, if they should enter into my rest, although the work was finished from the foundation of the world. You listening? For he spoke in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all his works. And in this place again, if they should enter into my rest. Notice he keeps saying it. Verse 6. Seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached enter not in because of unbelief. Again, he limited a certain day, saying, in David today, after so long a time, as he said, today if you will hear his voice. Now hearing is a key. Y'all messing with my mic. I'm going down and out. If you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. If you do not hear his voice, you're going to have a hard heart. And if you have a hard heart, what your mouth saying don't make no sense. Not in the spirit world. I just got to kill all y'all. You got to die. You got to die, kill you with the word, and let the word, let the sword go in your heart and stick in you so yourself can die, so you can start moving in the spirit. He who knows how to move in the spirit has nothing, absolutely nothing to be concerned about. Let me read a little more. Now, verse 8 is talking about Joshua. Say Jesus, but it means Joshua. For if Joshua had given them rest, then would it not be afterward have spoken of another day? There remains therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Then the verse 11, you with me? Let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. So this is a supernatural rest. This is a key. Keys. I'll give you a bunch of keys of entering to supernatural rest. Turn to Matthew chapter 11, starting at verse 27. Now you're going to understand this verse better. See, there's a divine supernatural rest for the people of God. There's a territory that God will put you in. See? This rest worked by revelation. Revelation is a key. You have to have a revelation of faith for faith to work. I say you have to have a revelation of faith for faith to work. All of the kingdom blessing works by revelation. Revelation actually are keys. See, we're not talking about physical keys. When he gave you those kingdom keys, it was through my word, through my servants, I'm going to give you revelation. Through revelation, you're going to be able to overcome every situation. What I said about through what? Enlightenment plus empowerment from the Holy Spirit. You have to always depend on the transforming power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit transformed situation into the realm of the supernatural. You are jumped on as a natural man. But when you tap into the spirit, you turn into a supernatural woman. No matter what you're dealing with here in this auditorium, around the world by internet, no matter what you're dealing with now, there is a resting place for you. But you have to have the revelation, because if not, the situation is going to scare you. Are you following me? Yes, people who walk in revelation are not afraid of nothing. Amen. Why? They're operating in the mindset of God. Yes. Many folks going to fall in religious panic because of what's going on in the society and the world. But Jesus prophesied in the book of Matthew, it's going to be last days. Paul told us it's going to be seducing spirit. Familiar spirit in the last days. People going to be doing, men going to be lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Men going to be legalizing illegal things. No problem. But I got to get you to know you can walk through there and they can't touch you. But you're going to have to know how to function in revelation. Now here in Matthew, notice this. I read this scripture many years without fully understanding it. Because you cannot understand 28 through 30 without 27. Now come on, agree with me. You know you read it. Come on to me. Oh, you know you read it. You didn't read 27 verse. Come on. You just want to get on the ball with me. Get on this bus with me. You know you read it. And you come on me. Oh, you that live in the heavy land. You can't come. God, when God gives you an invitation, it's an invitation by revelation. You can't just walk up to God. Hey, God. God has to tell you how to address him. How to approach him. How to act when you get in his presence. You can't know that by reading scripture alone. God has to reveal himself to you. Reveal to you what to say to him so you can get a revelation out of him. So let me have him read it. I'm gonna give you 3 or 4 points, and I'm gonna close because I don't understand keep you all day. Don't get hot with me, but I'm about to say something. I can say one thing in 5 minutes that preachers had to preach 2 hours. So you spend time with God. A man or woman who spend time with God is constantly in his presence. See, I don't have to get in God's presence. Moment by moment, I make sure that I stay in his presence. I don't have to call him up and tell him what I want. He already knows what I want. I've already talked to him about that. And I'm going to preach by 5, 10. Watch the Holy Ghost hit this place. Why, ma'am, you visitor, watch the Spirit come in this place. Watch the Holy Ghost start sweeping through these seats in a few moments. I sense it. Gonna be a short, quick word. Somebody gonna get delivered right in their seat. Something been bothering you for a long time, taking your rest from you. You're gonna receive your rest in a few moments. May God do a quick work in this house. Now, they're in Matthew 11, 27. Let me read it quickly. 27. All things are delivered unto me of my Father. Jesus talking. And no man knows the Son but the Father. Neither knows any man the Father save the Son. Then he said this. And he to whomever the Son will reveal him. Will what? Reveal him. Say it. We'll reveal him. We got to have revelation. Everything that God offers come by revelation. He shows it to you, then he shows you how to get there. All right, now watch. Now, come unto me. All you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. See where the rest come from? Huh? I'll give you rest. But you gotta have a revelation before you get to him. The rest will not reveal itself without him. Watch me now. You ready? Me first. Everything in this Bible, God said, me first. Jesus said, me first. You got to accept me first. Then you can have what I brought. If you don't see me, if you don't accept me, you can't have my rest. All right, you can sit there and look at me like you're not going to need this. When people start shooting down your street, huh? You going in your car to store and three people walking behind you real fast and they ain't going to their car, you better have some protection. And I ain't talking about just natural protection. Because I have that too. But you better have some Holy Ghost protection. Now notice what he says. Oh my goodness. Notice what he says. Come unto me all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And look what he said. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. And then there's another scripture. You read it yourself, Acts 9:31. It said the church had rest, edified itself, had rest, walked in the comfort of the Holy Ghost, and walked in the fear of the Lord. There's a revelation key that unlocks divine rest. Listen, that is a finished work and never will be disturbed about Satan and circumstances again. Now, I better get it again. I gotta give it to you again. There's a revelation key that unlocks divine rest. That is a finished work. Jesus says finished. And never be disturbed about Satan and circumstances again. Based on the revelation, cross, grave, resurrection, ascension, seated, coming back again. Based on the revelation, all the promises of God, as far as the promise, it's already finished. But you got to know how to tap into it. So I said, God's word by itself is not enough. You must develop faith in God's word. Now, y'all think y'all hearing me. See, God's word by itself, you quoting the Bible, declaring the Bible. No, the Bible got to talk to you before you can talk to Satan. The Bible has to talk to you before you can talk to your situation with the Bible. You just get the Bible and start talking about, I'm going to change it. You can't change it until it change you. It get the fear out of you. And place unshakable confidence in God. My goodness. Hallelujah. Now, in this rest, you are entering into by matured faith of the finished work of Christ on the cross. That's what Hebrews 4:1-2 talking about. the gospel I preached, it didn't profit him because it didn't mix it with faith. Look at Hebrews 4:12. I'm going to tell you something about this. Hebrews 4:12. I want you to read Hebrews 4:12 to me in a minute. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. Y'all can't get that no faster? I get y'all out here at 2 o'clock and y'all say, he's whole church something long. Well, the whole of it was you finding the scripture. I'm ready, me. Hebrews 4:12. Read. Now, if you don't hear this, I'm going to quit. Because this is, if you don't hear this, I'm going to quit, and we're going to get out of here. Listen. You read that voice, right? You're talking about the Word of God and how the Word of God works, right? You must go through divine surgery for the kind of rest the Holy Spirit is revealing. You must go through divine, that word, Hebrews 4:12 is talking about a divine surgery on your heart, a divine surgery on your total being. Spirit, soul, and body must be divided and must be decided what their plays are. The soul can't step up where the spirit's supposed to be. The flesh can't step up where the soul's supposed to be. But the Word of God, divide them and put them in order. Spirit in charge. So you must have this divine surgery if you're going to enter into a rest, because your soul will drive you out your mind by itself. It don't know God. Your body don't know God. You got to teach your body about God. You got to teach your soul about God. They'll be all worried, frustrated. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? The Spirit says, I have a revelation. God said. So you got to have this rest. You got to have this divine surgery that only the Holy Spirit and the Word can do on you. You've been to a funeral. The average person been to a funeral. And they say they shall rest from their labor. Is that right? Right? Well, we're not talking about that. We're talking about resting in your labor. You see the difference? Some of y'all don't even know what I'm talking about. We're not talking about a heaven rest here now. We're talking about a revelation rest, an understanding rest, a wisdom rest, a grace rest, a mercy rest, a faith rest. Come on. A trust rest. I trust him. So even though I'm going through something, but I'm going to rest while I'm going through it, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. Trust in the Lord Jehovah, for in him is everlasting strength. This is the confidence we have in him. If I ask anything according to his will, he hear me. If I know he hear me, I know I have the petition that I desire. That's rest. Well, I'm going to read his resume to you right now. Wait a minute. God is good. The revelation of supernatural rest will be released by faith. The worry, fear, drama, discontentment in this world system is not my lot. Why? Let me tell you why. Turn to Isaiah 26. Read verse 3 and 4. I'll tell you why. The weariness, the fear, the drama, the discontentment in this world system is not my lot. Turn to Isaiah 26:3. What is it? Verse 4. Look at me. How can I worry? If you have a revelation in that voice, it's impossible for you to worry. Turn to Colossians chapter 2. Another word for this rest is to be rooted in Christ. Look at the sixth voice. What the sixth voice says. Come on, y'all help me preach. Keep reading. Rooted and built up in him and established in the faith. That's rest, child. Ephesians 5. Becoming free of your own agenda and totally submitted to him. Ephesians 5:17. Understanding what the will of the Lord is. You see that? Come on, stay with me a minute. Stay with me. Stay with me. Leaning your full weight of life on God all the time by faith. Proverbs chapter 3. I quoted just now. Verse 5. Proverbs, come on, hurry up. You want me to hurry? You hurry. Three and five. What is it? What did that voice say? What? Acknowledge him? And he'll do what? That's a rap, isn't it? I said that's a rap, isn't it? See, you have to have a revelation of that. That's how you enter into God's rest. Now, let me give you a few keys here, what they mean, that make you restful. You want some restful keys? Yes. Turn to Matthew 5:5. This will blow you away, man. This will blow you away. He blowed me away when he told me this. He said, give them these keys that can enter my rest. He said, give them something they don't know really. Listen to what he said. Meekness is the key of inheritance. And my wife and I were talking about meekness don't mean letting people kick you around. Meekness means I know who I am, you're not going to kick me around. And I don't have to raise my voice to stop you. It's like Cassius Clay in his days when he got in the ring. He said, you're going down at six round. I'm going to fight you five, but the sixth round I'm going to knock you out. Meekness, know that. So your meekness, when the Holy Spirit can give you God's meekness, your inheritance start moving in your direction. Weakness is the key of power. Oh, you don't want to hear that. 2 Corinthians 12:9. All go with the Bible. Weakness is the key of power. Apostle Paul said, when I'm weak, then am I strong. When I acknowledge my weakness, the power of God rests on me. See, you're dealing, you listening? You're dealing with more than one realm here. You're dealing in a reversal realm. What the world said the way to go, the Lord reversed it another way. The world said, be strong. God said, be weak so I can make you strong. Turn to 1 Peter 5, verse 6. Humbleness is the key to promotion. All these keys. You want to be promoted? Stop being so high-minded and humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. And he will exalt you in due season. That's a key. Submission is the key to stop all unrest. Jan 4:7. Look at it quickly. See, I'm preaching in a hurry. There are three things that hold you out of rest, this kind of rest: ignorance, rebellion, or discouragement. I called all of them out you today. Called them all out. In Jesus' name. Jesus Christ. Now let's go to one great resume. God has resumes in the Bible that he can do this. I said God Bible is his resume. You can read it, and it's God's resume. It's letting you know he's qualified to make it happen. Turn to Mark 4. Turn to Mark 4. Then I'll rest my kid. I preach about a half hour. Good enough. Mark 4. Mark 4. Turn to Mark 4. Here's a resume of how God rests work. I don't care what you think. I know I'm preaching. it don't make me no difference. I ain't never come back. I don't care what you say. I don't care what you say. I know if you heard what I said, you leaving here different. I know you got what? And I'm bragging on the Holy Ghost. Because I'm operating in weakness. The other thing I'm telling you about. I'm operating in fear and trembling every time I get up here. Don't look like it. But it's there. That will make me so bold. You don't understand. I can't do it. That will make me so bold. So I don't have to try to do it. I just let him do it. Lord, if you don't be there, I'm going to fall flat on my face. Doug ain't going to know no more when he came to them doors than when he go out. If I come up here, it's a mess. You too. You a mess. Without God, you a flat-foot mess. I don't care how good-looking you think you are or how smart you are. Without God, you're a flat-foot mess. No exception up in here. I don't care what you got in your pocket, what you don't have in your pocket. I don't care what kind of house you live in. Without God, you're a mess. What? Without God, you're a failure. So just go on and get weak so God can help you. And tell him I need some help. Help! Hate to bust your bubble. You think you got all that going on? You ain't all that. Not without the Lord, you ain't that. People who try to impress me without the Lord, I ignore them. People trying to impress me with a car, a house, and the Lord not there, I just say, uh-huh. I ain't paying no attention to that. I'm not impressed by no house and no car without the Lord. Money don't impress me without the Lord. Keep that. Give me the Lord. Glory. Now you know you had three hits in you already since I said that. Glory. Every unrestful thing, leave this building right now. Every unrestful spirit, I command you to leave this building, leave this person, leave their home, leave their situation right now. In Jesus' name. Everything that's been bothering you, I want to bother it in the spirit right now. In the name of Jesus, freedom flood your mind and your heart right now. Satan, I stop you in your track. You cannot go no further with this attack. Every attack in this house right now is stopped in its track. You can't go no further. Move. I'm entering into God's rest right now. You understand what I'm saying? Don't let him keep pestering and vexing you about something already have happened. It's over. Forget it. Repent. Refresh. Go forward. Get restored. Shout. Give God the victory. Don't let him bring yesterday up in your life again unless it's something good. I don't want to hear it. I resist you in Jesus' name. Don't be bringing my past up. I don't want to hear about no past. I want to hear about the present and what's going to happen to me in the future. The past. Forget the things that are behind you and press. There's no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made me free from the law of sin and death. Tell the person next to you, I don't know about you, but I'm free. Tell them, I'm free. I ain't worried about nothing. God got it. I ain't worried about nothing. Jesus got it. I ain't worried about nothing. The Holy Ghost got it. Listen to me. Don't you beat yourself down because you made a mistake. That was not the first mistake made in life. Rise up today. I'm taking the mistakes off you. In the name. Satan, you're not getting back in my car with me. I resist you now. In the name of Jesus. Tell the person next to you, you go free today. Totally free. That is, you see, that is, you're entering into that rest. Satan always use stale news. To rob you of present blessing. It's over today though. Tell him it's over today. Tell him it's over. Come on. See, he used stale news, and he rehearsed it and rehearsed it and rehearsed it and rehearsed it. Today we reverse it. It's over. If you're in a good church, I say if you're in a good church, grace displays disgrace. If you're in a good church. If you're not in a good church, they're going to keep bringing up the disgrace. That is not what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to teach enough revelation that a person get in repentance and that the refreshing of the presence of the Lord can come and set them free as if they never done wrong. Oh, my. Y'all don't want me to preach up here. So y'all want to preach that old gospel. Y'all want to preach the old gospel, old condemning gospel to make yourself look good. Make yourself look good. You good on the other person's mistake. That ain't good. You measured by the word. So all these, I got the clothes, man. All these unrestful things Satan telling you, don't accept them. Enjoy yourself. Drink you some grape juice and lay down. And shout hallelujah. Enjoy what God doing in your life right now. Turn around. We got to make some kind of turnaround here. Enjoy what God doing in your life now. God is good. All the time. Am I preaching to you? So what if everything not going right? Look at what's going right. Turn your head on what's not going right. Look at what's going right and praise the Lord. Say, thank you, Lord, you've been good to me. If your left eye not working, look out your right eye and say, glory. If your left leg hurting, hop on your right leg. Say, hallelujah, my right leg working. If your tooth hurting, go to the dentist and get you another set. I'm just trying to show you how we get all tied up by stuff that shouldn't have control over us. God love me. In spite of my weaknesses. Ooh, who you laughing at? I'm laughing at the devil. Devil trying to tell me what I voice, and he don't voice nothing. God my friend. He's not the devil friend. God my father. He's not the devil father. I'm actually this number close. What was the greatest thing in Jesus' ministry made Jesus so powerful? Anybody want to try it? Huh? Submission to who? Why you have problems submitting then? The miracles and signs and wonders and things that Jesus, all he did, it wasn't his miracles, signs, and wonders made him who he was. It was that he was submitted to his Father. And by being submitted to his Father, the authority came. Now, every member of this church, I don't care if you're 95 years old, I'm your father. If you can't accept me as your father, talking about, I know him as a little boy, we ain't got no time for this mess. It's another realm here. See? And if you begin to see me as your spiritual father in the church, we got God our heavenly father, right? But God always father you through a man. When you submit, you can have what I say and what I have. You call that connection. You can't spend an hour talking to God and take 5 minutes and talk about me. It'll annul a whole hour. That's how strong apostolic is. That's why the apostle, you listen to me, son? That's why the apostle was able to do so much for the people. See, the apostle loved the people. I love you, but I can't do nothing for you if you don't love me. And the Spirit of God says he just give you a license to win. Jesus, in every storm, is in the hinder part of the ship sleeping. When them boys got in that storm, Jesus was in such a rest, the storm didn't wake him up. They had to go bend and shake him. Jesus, we in a storm. He said, where is that? Where the storm at? He walked out on the deck and said, oh, that's just the water cutting up and the wind boisterous. He said out of his mouth, you got the same authority. All hell and broke loose in your family. The man supposed to be to stand up and say, peace be still up in here. and sit down and watch God work. Peter in jail in the 12th chapter of Acts. They've killed James. And Peter on death row. 12th chapter. Peter on death row. And the church praying though. And then all of a sudden in Peter jail, this dude show up. And now you imagine this man on death row. You know where Peter was? You know what that means. Peter was sleeping. How can you sleep on death row? He must know a secret. He was not just on death row. He was sleeping in the rest of the Lord. I can't do nothing about this. God's going to work it out. And just tapped him. Wake up, Peter. Your death row has been canceled. Unlock the shackles just fell off. He didn't break the shackle. The angel had a key. The iron gate saw Peter and the angel coming. Didn't have them eyes like we not in them eyes. Them little cameras open them gates now. Didn't have none of that then. It just saw the power of God. There Jesus sleeping in the storm, Peter sleeping on death row. That's God's resume. Can you see it? How many of y'all see it? See, Jesus sleeping in the storm, Terry. He's sleeping in the storm. You and that guy look so much alike, boy, I get y'all mixed up. You saw that guy? You see that guy right there? That guy right here. Yeah, look at him with that plaid jacket right there. Jeez. I get them mixed up, man. I said, no, I ain't Terry. I hope y'all daddy stay at home. I couldn't pass that one up. I couldn't pass it up. I know y'all can handle it. I couldn't pass it up, though. I know some of y'all thought it, but I couldn't pass it up. I couldn't pass it up. Jesus. I couldn't. That's a good one. I couldn't pass that one up. I might get in a little trouble, but I couldn't pass it up. I enjoyed it so much I can take the little trouble. Maybe seated.